Dying Rich. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As everyone knows, Hotel King Leona Helmsley died rich and in her will left $12 million to her dog, Trouble. But now it comes out in the New York Times that according to anonymous sources, her entire charitable trust, which could be worth as much as $8 billion, the whole thing, has been earmarked for the care and welfare of dogs. This will be the Gates Foundation for Canines. I think we all agree it's about time. Dogs in this country have waited a long time for their day. And it makes crystal clear once again the injustice that is the American tax system. And I, of course, refer to the death tax, what used to be called the estate tax, but which was changed to the death tax in an official memo by a pollster and immediately captured the American imagination. We all know in our gut that it is immoral to tax what an aristocrat leaves behind because in a previous age, it would have all been buried with the corpse in a pyramid, well out of the government's reach. But how much more compelling the argument is now, because had it not been for the death tax, the dogs of America, instead of $8 billion, might be sharing $14 or $15 billion. As it is, billions of Mrs. Helmsley's dollars, instead of caring for dogs, probably ended up wasted on whatever it is the government wastes money on. Roads, bridges, Mars probes, ammunition, armor for soldiers, instead of where we all know it belongs, don't we know? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Who's a good boy? Let me scratch that furry little tummy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.